climate revolution. It's happening in the RDS in Dublin today. It's a summit organised by the National Youth Council of Ireland to raise awareness of local and global climate issues. Cian McCormack joins us from the RDS. Cian, what's this all about?
Well, Brian, the Climate Revolution Summit is about 400 young people aged between 14 and 24 from all over the country coming here to the RDS to learn about climate justice, climate change and sustainable development goals. The organiser of the National Youth Council of Ireland says Ireland needs to do better to achieve sustainable development goals. And of course, they're the UN goals to make the world a better, more sustainable place by 2030. We'll be talking to the people behind the Climate Revolution Summit in a few moments. But first, I spoke to some of the delegates arriving here to the RDS this morning about what they expect to get from this event.
I'm Alan Harrington. I'm 16. And I'm here with YMCA Ireland from West Cork.
What's this event about?
And this is getting a group of young people and also people involved with youth work together to decide what the National Youth Council of Ireland's plans for the future will be around the Sustainable Development Goals.
I'm Saoirse Canty. I'm from Ballady Hob in West Cork, and I'm here with YMCA Ireland.
What do you hope to bring back to Ballady Hob from this Climate Revolution Summit?
I hope to bring more education to like the older people in the more rural area, because I think that a lot of older people, they don't take in as much information, and like the younger people are very educated and very aware about what they're doing, and they're advocating and doing a lot of stuff. But I think like even my parents, like they could be doing more. Like my aunts and uncles could be doing a lot.
What could, when you say they could do more, what could your parents do to make a difference?
Probably stop eating red meat, stop eating fish.
So my name is Jack O'Connor. I'm from Kilcolman in County Limerick, and I'm fortunate enough to be one of this year's United Nations Youth Delegates for Ireland.
Climate Revolution is quite a dramatic title for a summit. What do you think of it?
Dramatic but apt. It's because it's basically what we're in the midst of at the minute. It's you can see the global activist movement being shaped from the likes of Greta Thunberg, and you can see it in the halls of the UN, but you can see it in the halls of the RDS. You can see it in the community halls and the parish halls in West Limerick. You can see it across the place where people are taking this active stance. So calling it anything other than a climate revolution would probably be a misjustice to the cause.
My name is Jack Brockabank. I'm 18 from Shankill in Dublin, and I'm here with EcoUNESCO. Well, I find the actual action in climate change and people who like post on Instagram about it and post on Instagram about going to the strikes and how we can inform those people on how to take action, stuff like...
I'm just going to pull you up on that point. So people posting on social media, they are involved with climate action strikes or whatever. Do you feel maybe they need to go further than Instagram and change their lives? Is that it?
Oh yeah, completely. I feel I have a fair few friends who went to the recent climate strike, put it on Instagram, made sure they were on like the official Instagram page, reposted that, but then like still go off and buy labels of fast fashion. They'll still go buy one-use plastic from Starbucks and not use a reusable cup. And I think when I call them out, they're like, oh, but like it got me likes on Instagram. And I feel people are really missing the actual core of the issue when it comes to stuff like that.
So the core of the issue is?
Is take action and actually do stuff instead of just posting on Instagram about it.
So my name is Anya O'Gorman. I'm 26. I'm from a small village called Lisfernan in Tipperary, and I'm with Stop Climate Chaos.
Is this a talking shop, or will anything be achieved here today?
I don't think that any space where any young person who has thought deeply about climate change, which is almost most young people at this point, can be a talking shop, because these young people know that every degree matter, every minute matters. And so it's not a talking shop. Everything is about action now.
It's not a talking shop. Everything is about action now. A sample of some of the opinions and voices of the delegates here at the Climate Revolution Summit at the RDS. Well, joining me live here at the RDS are Valerie Millay, who is one of the event organisers with the National Youth Council of Ireland, and Michael Dorley, head of Active Citizenship with Concern First. Valerie, as I've said, you're one of the organisers of this Climate Revolution Summit. Can you outline, sketch to me, the events that are happening here today?
Yes, I mean, for us, when we've gone around the country doing trainings with young people on climate action, so there was a couple of things that we've noticed that young people were talking a little bit about. One was about how do we sustain this revolution that we started through a vision. So people are telling them that their vision is not clear. So today we want to give them this space to be inspired by each other, but to also work together to come up with that vision of what is it that they want to achieve as such. But at the same time, there was a question about how do you be well and how do you strategically work through this activism. So we're doing some workshops with them today about that, about how to be well, how to strategically work together to sustain yourself for this.
So it's like a networking event for young people who are interested in changing the world in relation to climate.
I wouldn't call it more of a network. I think it's more than network. It's a space for them to be inspired, those that are already involved, but also to learn about what is it actually to be an activist. So today for us, really, we want them to go out with the vision. We want them to also understand another thing is, like a couple of questions that we got is, I'm not Greta Thunberg. So what do I do? How do I consider myself as an activist? And today we have workshops with, we gathered with the Science Gallery, for example, to talk about the sustainable cities. So we're going to challenge young people to come up with giving them a card about an issue on climate change and how do they build a new city. So we want to show them that all you need to be an activist is really about aligning your hobby, your interest to your value and the cause, really.
Ireland must do better in its attempts to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals, so says the National Youth Council of Ireland this morning in a statement. What do you mean when you say Ireland must do better?
I mean, the Sustainable Development Goal is a global goal. It's for everyone. The reason why we're saying Ireland should do better is because as a global society, we're not there yet. We've established these Sustainable Development Goals 5 years ago, and we have a long way to achieve. Yes, they are. They are such as ending poverty. They're very out there, and but they're totally reachable. Ireland needs to just do more in terms of their effort to actually achieve that vision.
Michael Dorley of Concern. The event is part of One World Week. Concern is involved with that initiative for 20 years. What is One World Week?
Well, thank you, Cian, and good morning. Well, One World Week has been running in Ireland and across Europe in one form or another now for nearly 30 years, and Concern has been delighted to partner with the National Youth Council, who have taken the lead on it. The way I like to think about the week is that it provides an opportunity for young people to step back and look critically at our world and how it works, particularly in relation to values, you know, values like justice and equality and fairness and solidarity. I think the issues that face us today, like those contained within the Sustainable Development Goals, call for us to think beyond our borders, to recognise how we're all connected in this world, as well as our responsibilities and our rights and our role in bringing about a better world for all.
What are you hoping Concern gains from being involved with the event here today and the One World Week?
Yeah. Well, Concern believes that if we're going to bring about the Sustainable Development Goals, which some people have called our moonshot moment, it's that time when the planet comes together and achieves something truly momentous, that in order for us to achieve that as a planet and Ireland's contribution to that, that we have to have informed, engaged and active citizens. You know, we've been running the Concern debates now in post-primary schools for over 36 years. And through them, thousands of students have been equipped with the skills to become lifelong advocates on behalf of the poor.
And that's your gain.
And that's our gain.
Valerie Millay and Michael Dorley, thanks for joining me in advance of the Climate Revolution Summit here at the RDS this morning. Brian, the summit kicks off at 10 o'clock and it runs until 4 p.m, 4 o'clock this evening. It's back to you in studio.
Very good, Cian. Thank you very much for that. 6 minutes to 9.